Truggers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass rainbow sparkle sunshine. Holy, oh my sweet dolly, it's almost 2017 edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room, looking down on Hollywood Town. It's a raining up in Hollywood Town again. I can't believe it's raining again. We ain't had rain this much. And in the last like couple of few weeks, it's rained more than the last like 12 years or some shit. I don't know. Maybe not that much, but whatever. I'm happy to see we're getting some rain up in Hollywood Town. That's my point. But you're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Throw a / listen behind that. What you gonna get? I tell you, mother truckers, every freaking time. You know, you hear it all the time, but you're gonna get all the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. Okay? Okay, so just do it. You can also follow me on the Twits at the H-Wood Hick, and you can find me on the Facebook at facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. Okay, that's where you can post things up on there if you got anything you want to say to me, if you think I'm wrong or if you think I'm right, which more times than not I am. So if you want to go there and praise me with my rightness, then you can holler at me on either the Twitters or the Facebook page. I'm just saying it's all. Okay, what else? Oh, one more particular, I come on every day on the 7th, meaning 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening, right here on the Crab Diving Network. That'd be 10 on the other side of this here country. So if you're on the East Coast, it's 10 in the morning, 10 in the evening. Anywhere else, do the math. I can't do it. My brain hurts. It's too much. It's holidays and things. I'm trying to use all my brain cells I got left for the party, and I got to do the next couple of dates. Ooh, y'all, get this. I'm going to some fancy schwank-ass party this evening up at the Chateau Marmont. I'll give y'all a update about what it is. Like, I don't know, it's still going to be in some penthouse up there. So the Hollywood Hick is going to be fucking classing it the fuck up tonight, mother truckers, over at the Chateau Marmont, where all kind of celebrities have died up in there. I've been there one other time, and the funny thing is, every time I go to parties there, it ends up raining. So whatever, I should go to more parties at the Chateau Marmont, and maybe we get out of this drought we're in, because whatever, it's fancy. I'm not even allowed to wear jean pants, y'all. I got to put together an actual outfit. I hope my fat ass can squeeze in, because you know what, I've been spreading lately, because you know why? Because all I do is sit on my ass and work. So that's why I'm trying to in the new year's, you're gonna be hearing me talk more about trying to get off my lazy ass and lose a few lbs. So if I start having some weight loss tips, that means I'm trying, y'all, and I'm gonna help a brother out, because I might need some moral support, because I like to eat gummy bears and delicious fattening foods, and that's just the way it works. And I don't want to eat just little salads and little things, you know what I mean? I need sustenance. I is man size, and man size needs food, but apparently man size doesn't need all the food, because that's what I have been doing lately. So I want these holidays is over, because I'm using it like an excuse like everybody else. Then I'm gonna be one of those that's on the fucking I gotta get healthy in the new year bandwagon. See, I made myself throw up in my mouth a little bit just thinking about it, but it's got to be done. I gotta get off my lazy ass and climb a hill or something, because good Lord have mercy, I can't let all this go to waste. I can't deprive the world of this. I'm just saying is all. Okay, what's going on out there in the world? What am I? I'm on some fucking day. Oh, you know what the first thing fucking, okay, the first thing is, because you know, sometimes I have to just get things out of my system. And right now I have to get this out of my system, because this just happened right before I was doing this. I was trying to fucking restart the computer, because you know, this computer of mine is been all acting up, because Apple products are not designed to last in any kind of way, shape, or form, right? And against my better fucking judgment, I purchased one of these iPad Air number 2s, because my other one that I've had forever wouldn't even fucking look at a website no more. It was driving me crazy with its reloading screen all the fucking time, driving me straight up cuckoo mother trucking bananas. I could not, for the life of me, I couldn't look at it, because I finally was like, you fucking win, Apple, it's fucking holidays, at least this thing's $100 off, so I feel like I at least got $100, whatever, saved a little bit. But then I also had to get your fucking Apple Care shit eats that right up. So I feel like just dropping it on purpose, so you have to give me another one for $50, but I don't want to have to go through all of that. I'm just saying it's out. But this is my thing. Now they got this dual authentication. I can't say that word. That's the other thing. I can't say this word, to say authentication. Dual passwords, right? That's what it is. I got to have one password, then it sends another one to my phone or something else, and then I put in this code and then for protection. But you know what? It fucking doesn't work, y'all. At least it didn't work for me, because I'm just going to tell you, all it did was make my fucking everything go fucking nuts all the time. And if I'm trying to do anything, if I tried to look at a fucking email, goddamn bloop, you got to fucking put this code in over here and do this and then go back and forth. I was trying to get a fucking app while I was talking to my squeeze earlier this morning. You know what happened? Want to do whatever that fucking word is that I can't say. And it fucking pisses me off and drives me fucking out of my mind. Because you know what? I couldn't get the app because I didn't have any other fucking device with me to punch in the fucking code that it wanted me to get from another device. So now I can't fucking get an app unless I got fucking two of these goddamn things with me. Fuck you. That's bullshit. No, you can kiss my ass. And then I tried to turn it off, but apparently it didn't take. So then I tried to sit down at the computer and fucking bloop, 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 fucking put the password in 900 fucking thousand times. Another second window never pops up to tell me to punch in the goddamn 6-number code that comes to my fucking 17 other devices like that sitting here. Fuck you, Apple. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Now that I have that out of my system, I will go back to things that are happening in the world other than the fact that Apple just is. Why did I buy them? Like, I'm done. Like, honestly, we are so close to broke the fuck. See, I tried to let it go. I couldn't do it, y'all. I couldn't do it. We are so close to broke the fuck up. I'm just saying, like, we are almost Marky Mark level broke the fuck up. Like, that, when we break the fuck up, it's going to be a Marky Mark level fucking break the fuck up. That's what I'm just saying. I'm just saying a Mama June level fucking break the fuck up. I'm just saying it's all. Drives me motherfucking nuts. Okay. Let's go see what's happening in the world, because I have been saving some stories. Now, I will admit again, as usual, I am not as fucking prepared as I should be, really, right? On account of, I just save all these fucking stories, but I don't put anything in any order or try to do anything. So whatever. If this is somewhat scattered today, sorry. It's fucking holidays. I've been eating too much. I've been drinking too much. I've been having too much good times. I've been doing a whole bunch of projects around the fucking pad here in Hollywood Town. And I was trying to, like, work on my Wonder Woman entryway. I'm just saying. I've been busy. I got shit going on. My brains are somewhat scattered, thus the stumbling over a word or two here and there. And then that's just the way it is, because that's who I am and that's how I roll. But okay, second thing is, while we're giving fuck yous to the world, like fuck you, Apple, by the way, if I haven't said that enough yet, fuck you, Apple, you can fucking fuck off. You're fucking pissing me off, this fucking shit. Like, if you're gonna make me do it, then make it fucking work, and then don't make me have to go to some secret fucking site where I gotta go fucking sneak in there and try to figure out. I shouldn't have to Google how to fucking turn this shit off. It should be pretty fucking clear, like, this isn't working for me because you fucking fucked it up and it's all like disconjointed and boobulated and whatever the fuck you want to call it. I digress. But what I'm saying is, while I'm about to say fuck you to things, you know what else I'm going to say? I'm going to say fuck you. The 2016 has really been fucking shitty on the, like, celebrity deaths, right? Right now, just the last week, what? George Michael, Carrie Fisher, and her mama, Debbie Reynolds, all in a matter of, like, days. Like, Christmas, like, there's our Christmas present. Like, Carrie Fisher, we had a few days to sort of reconcile. Like, it didn't look good. But then, like, her mama, she's old, whatever, you're not, but you don't expect it to be the next day, like, your daughter died. Oh, poor Debbie. Poor, you should never have to see your child die. Like, that should not be something you have to live through. And then next thing you know, boom, she's dead too. It's like, whatever. And, like, now I have this insatiable need to watch Singing in the Rain. And I want to, like, read about the story about Liz Taylor and Eddie Fisher and her, like, because it was, like, a total sex scandal back in the day. Like, it was the sex scandal. Because if you think about it, it was like the Brad Pitt married to Jennifer Aniston, runned off with Angelina Jolie sort of thing. Like, it was like a big deal. Like, the paparazzi was all over him, shit, whatever. But I was looking through here, so I was like, I did the Google search, because you know that's what happens when you know when like how really like I started thinking about it. There was like lots of fuckers that died this year that like we really would like not to have seen like have to go yet. It's just because that's just how it is. But I mean, look back, the first one on the list to go, Pat Harrington. Schneider off of One Day at a Time, which they have just rebooted on the Netflix with Rita Moreno. I wonder if it's any good. I don't know, but I'll give it a chance. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll watch it, maybe I won't, who knows. But Schneider, then David Bowie, then Alan Rickman, then Dan Haggerty. That's freaking Grizzly Adams. And I know his sister, like, I felt bad. Like, it's like, what else? Like, Glenn Frey, one of the Eagles, kaput. Abe Vigoda, character actor from Hell, right? George Gaines, he was like the dude off of I best remember him from the Police Academy movies, where he was like the captain, the old bumbling captain doing weird things. Tony Burton, another character actor you would know a lot of shit. George Kennedy, you'd seen him in a bunch of shit. Nancy Mother Trucking Reagan, she done finally went this year too. Robert Horton, I don't know, looks like some Western actor. I'm not really familiar with him, but apparently he was famous and kicked a bucket too. A whole bunch of people. Whatever. I'm not going through this whole list. We're just going to see some more important ones. The freaking dad governor off of Benson, James Noble, kicked a bucket. Doris Roberts, the mama off of Everybody Loves Raymond, kicked a bucket. Prince, oh my sweet Jeebus, Dolly. There is not enough Dolly in the world to like explain why Prince had to go up 50-something. That motherfucker was so talented. Sign of the Times is still one of my all-time favorite albums. I can listen to that thing all the time. over and over. It's such a great freaking whatever. Prince. I can't believe Patty Duke done with. Who else is a Muhammad Ali? Gary Marshall. He was so fucking fat. Gene motherfucking Wilder. Blazing Saddles, one of the greatest movies ever. Young Frankenstein, one of the other greatest movies ever. He's in all kind of fucking great shit. Florence Henderson. Like, in the last little bit, though, stuff. Florence Henderson was not that long ago, right? It kind of started with her. Then Fidel Castro. I'm not so sure we're upset about that. But it's of note that he passed away this year, too. The ones lately. Ron Glass. He was, like, the guy off of, like, what was it? Oh, Barney Miller. I think that was it. He's like a character actor. You would know him in a whole bunch of shit, right? Van Williams, old time actor. John Glenn, spaceman. Alan. Then this is when it really hit. Alan Thicke, not that long ago, playing hockey with his kid. Just next thing you know, heart attack, killed, over. Bernard Fox, like a character actor from hell. Like, this dude's been around since freaking like the 50s, doing this shit forever. Then you had Zsa Zsa Gabor, George Michael, Carrie Fisher, and Debbie Reynolds. Like a 1-2-3-4 punch. I don't even know if that exists. But what I'm saying, it's just like at the end of the year, it was just like next, 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 next. And like, there's still even more. Like, those are just the main ones they put pictures up. But there is a shit ton of other people. If you scroll through the list of, like, celebrity types and, like, singers and this and that, it goes on and on. And now I realize there's a whole bunch of people in the world. But it just seems inordinately long this year. So what I'm saying is, 2016, like, we still got a couple of days left up in this bitch. So I'm, like I don't, I'm just curious who else might, like, just, they're going to add to it somehow. I don't know. Ridiculous, right? But I was looking, because I was just talking about, right? So Debbie Reynolds and Elizabeth Taylor and Eddie Fisher, that whole, like, story. So I was looking over here on the New York Post, and they're, like, talk about this whole thing, and, like, they totally agree with me, because I called it the, like, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, whatchamacallit, Angelina Jolie story, and then that's what they're saying. Like, if you wanted to put this in perspective, that's what it is. Because pretty much what happened was, Debbie Reynolds and Liz Taylor, best of buds. And then Elizabeth Taylor basically stole her man. And then basically, like, that's what happened. And then exactly what Debbie Reynolds said was going to happen is, like, once Liz is done with you, she'll kick you to the curb. And then that's what happened. And then Debbie Reynolds and Eddie Fisher became good friends again. So whatever. I'm telling you, it's a long read, but I would go through it, but it's too fucking long, and I've already read it. So I'm just whatever. I encourage y'all to read it. I'll try to link to it over on the Facebook or some shit, so that maybe I'll remember to do that. So you can read it, because it's interesting, because it was some straight-up scandal. And Debbie Reynolds was like Little Miss Sweetheart, and Liz Taylor, the seductress, moved in and stole her man, who was like some pop music singing sensation. He was like a Justin Bieber's. I'm just saying is all. It's a fucking juicy story. What else is going on out there? Celebrity. Like, I'm just so sad that all these people have done kick the bucket. Whatever. I'm just saying, 2016 has just been a fucking kick in the nuts with a whole bunch of different things. I mean, for real. I mean, we got Donald fucking Pumpkinhead, mangy fucking dead fox on his head, freaking fart puss Trump as a goddamn president coming up. I just still can't wrap my brain around that. I feel like, honestly, to the level we're going to have to look at that freaking squinched face fart puss, somebody farted a fart right under my nose face. Oh, I can't. I just can't. It's so ugly. Like, honestly, I think there should be a fucking beauty threshold that should be able to be met to be able to be president, so that we, whenever we have to look at you, we're not looking at some hideous pumpkin head with a dead mangy fox and a fart puss. I'm just saying, God, but there's got to be, oh, whatever. I guess that's my homo-ness coming out. But I'm just saying that there should be like a beauty quotient to be a freaking president too, because gosh, I don't want to have to look at that to the level I'm going to have to look at that. Because like, I could avoid it when he was The Apprentice. I could avoid it when he was just doing like beauty pageant shit. But like now I'm like, fuck, he's going to be everywhere, and I need to pay attention to what he's talking about, because I don't agree with nothing he's talking about, because he's straight up freaking stone cold nuts. Whatever, I have digressed, because I was going to sit here. Oh, because what I was doing is I was looking around today, right? I was looking around on the interwebs, because I was like, this year has been nuts. What has been happening? What is going on? What is all of this? Because like, they like people saying stupid shit. People have been staying stupid. See, right there, I can't say stupid shit because people have been saying so much stupid shit. What I'm trying to say is people have been saying stupid shit all over the place. I actually came across this article over here on the Page Six. You know, I love the Page Six because they talk about the kind of shit that I care about, which is like the not important shit most of the time. But what I'm talking about is over here on the Page Six, they got the 16 dumbest celebrity quotes of 2016, right? Because I was looking on here. I was like, there's all these like the best of this and the best of that. Like, and we'll get to that in a minute, because I was looking at some of these best of lists, and I don't even know what the fuck nothing is. But what I'm talking about is this is more my speed here, because I like to sit here and make myself feel better about myself. And this is 16 dumb things that people have done, went and said that make me feel a whole hell of a lot better about myself, because I ain't this fool, especially at this moment when they said this dumb shit, right? Like the first one is from our resident like cuckoo bananas. I had to get 5150 mess of a mess, Kanye West, right? And I'm still not so sure that that shit was not some sort of like freaking ploy to get out of having to do his concerts because he was just like over it. I don't know. I ain't convinced. Just like that robbery of Kim Kardashian's, I ain't convinced. I'm just saying, this is my opinion and my opinion alone, but I'm just saying, I ain't convinced that that wasn't like some sort of like whole hoax for the reasons unbeknownst to me. But what I'm talking about is I ain't so sure that either of those stories is for straight up reals and 100% what we are trying to be sold at this moment. I'm just saying it's out. But back to the quotes, right? Well, says right here that this is what Kanye West said, which actually sounds like the exact, like pretty much sums up Kanye West. I actually don't like thinking. I think people think I like to think a lot, and I don't. I don't like to think, which is pretty much it, because I looked at like your fashions. It's not like you put any thought into it. It's just like you like put some like brown fabric on some ladies and then called it fashions. I don't understand. Like some of it stretches, some of it not. Like I don't know. Like I don't know what the. Yeah, you are not thinking. You are not thinking. You know what else? When you're not thinking, you're not ever thinking when you just go off on these stupid rants about stupid nonsense while you're on stage and like other places. It's fun. Like whatever. Yeah. So basically, yes, Kanye, we all agree with you that don't start thinking, because I think if you start thinking, it's going to be really scary. I'm just saying is all. The next one, we talked about this the other day, but from that freaking bitch ass bitch, I can't stand this chick. I can't stand her. There's something about her that just gets up under my skin. I don't like her. I don't have to. I ain't gonna. But it's the quote from our like not friend, because I don't like her, Lena Dunham's, right? Says, now I can say that I still haven't had an abortion. But I wish I had. Like, it's like, who says that kind of shit? Like, this one she tried to blame on, like, her alter ego having gone in and said that. Like, no, you didn't wish you had an abortion. You just wish you had another reason to play some sort of victim. That's what it is. Like, you always, like, you say shit, and then you become the victim. You can't have your fucking cake and eat it, too. It's like, you can't be a freaking provocateur or somebody out there saying shit to fucking push people's buttons, and then when they call you out on it, try to be like, oh, that wasn't me, that was my alter ego, or just whatever, getting so fucking butthurt and trying to tell everybody, like, how dare you be so mean? We're like, no, like, you didn't stop and think. Like, I'm sitting here on this stupid show, I say whatever the fuck I want, but it's my opinion, and I'll tell people it's just my opinion, and I'm actually open to, like, changing them sometimes. Very, not very often, but I will. I'll at least listen to your side on occasion. I might argue with you a little bit along the way, but I still listen to you. Whatever, I digress again. But Lena Dunham, dumbass, wishing she had an abortion. No, she didn't. Just more attention. Attention, me. I'm Lena Dunham. Look at me, self-entitled bitch-ass. See you next Tuesday. The next one here, it's like, and I love me some Jennifer Lawrence, but here's the next one. This is what she said. This was long, so I hope it makes sense by the time we get to the end of it. But apparently she said, I don't know if you've ever read the Kurt Vonnegut short story where everybody has to take these pills to make your private parts feel like wet sponges, and then nobody can have sex and no one can procreate. So by the time I'm older and I'm like, I think I want to be a mother, they're like, you can't. Your private parts feel like a sponge. Okay, whatever. That's just stupid. Like, she's just kind of quirky and just like that. Whatever. Like, what? We are not, whatever. Oh, this is what she said when she was terrified of the Zika virus. Well, she didn't know what to say, so she said some quote was horrible. Like, whatever. I ain't gonna front on you, Jennifer, because one, I think you're adorable, and two, whatever. You were just trying to be like quirky and funny, and it didn't work. Whatever. Not every joke lands. Sorry, y'all. Moving on to the next one. Oh, this chick. Oh, which, by the way, I highly recommend y'all go and Google her singing. I think it's Santa Claus Is Coming to Town in the dress. I want you to see the slut dress that she is wearing, like the stripper dress that Mariah Carey is wearing in this Santa Claus Is Coming to Town cheesy ass video on the interwebs on the YouTube. I think it's Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. I'm telling you, you have to go fucking YouTube that shit and look at it, because her tits are spilling out. Like this, and her children are in this video and her titty balls are spilling out. Not everyone, now, you know, I love me some titties. I love titties. I think titties are awesome. I mean, whenever I see something I think is awesome, a lot more times than not, I scream titties because I think it's titties, right? But I'm telling you, there's appropriate titties and there's not appropriate titties. And I'm starting to think Santa Claus is coming to town with a stripper dress on where your titty balls are falling out all over the place while your kids are running around in like Santa hats with snowflakes falling at them. I'm just saying there might be a little bit of something there that people like want to like go in and judge. Now, I know what Dolly tells me I ain't supposed to judge, but I can't help myself when I see these titty balls on display like Mariah Carey had in this Santa Claus is Coming to Town video. I think it's Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I ain't for sure. But just YouTube's it. It's been on a whole bunch of shit. Her titty balls, I'm telling you, she looks like a straight-up stripper. It's hysterical. But this is a quote from Miss Mariah Carey this year, where apparently she was referring to having people help her put on her high heels. She says, "The problem with these shoes is these shoes are abusive. I can't put them on alone. I'm not even going to lie about it." Actually, I think that's funny. I normally like to make fun of her, but like, but she was like, "No, these shoes are like fucking torture. I can't get down there and put them on myself, so I have somebody to do it. I'm rich enough and fucking fabulous enough to do it." Although I do think she is somewhat fucking self-entitled and nuts, but that's a different story for a different time, right? She can be whatever she wants to be. I don't care. But at the same time, Mariah Carey can have somebody come put her shoes on, even though I do think her voice is going and she can't sing like she used to, and she is straight up diva nuts, and then like she thinks that every man in the world should throw themselves at her, but she ain't holding up like she used to, because like she, I don't know, her, like there's too much cheeks going, like something ain't like, something's happened to make her face look fuller than it used to, and then it gives me a whole Miss Piggy vibe, and I know I'm probably not supposed to say that about a woman, but it just does. I'm sorry, the dresses, the big hair, the cheekbones, all of that kind of stuff, I'm just saying. Whatever. I get a Miss Piggy vibe from her. I can't help it. That's just how it works. Probably, I think I've said that before on here, so it shouldn't be a shock to anybody who listens here to the Hollywood Hick on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. I'm just saying it's all right. Here's another quote coming up. I got talked enough about Mariah Carey. I don't want the Mariah Carey crazy people to come after me. But here we go. So the next one is from that Tigger fella, the one that runs around with that Kendall Jenner, the youngest of them, like Kardashian Jenner girls, who has had all kind of work done because her boobs were never that big, her booty was never that big, her titties was never that big, her eyeballs was never that big. I'm just saying, there's a whole lot of work went into that. Now, you can judge for yourself where you think it's good work or bad work, but this dude's the one who's been tapping that for since she was, like, not even legal. I'm just saying it's all, right? But apparently, this is in reaction to how the rapper denied reports his Ferrari was actually repossessed while he had he and girlfriend Kylie Jenner visited a Bentley dealership. His quote is, "When your little baby cops you the Bentley truck and hides your Ferrari, guess I can't be mad." That was his way of not letting people know that he got repossessed, because like he got totally repossessed. That's what it happened. He's like, "My baby." So then your freaking 17-year-old girlfriend was out getting you a fucking Bentley because you're a fucking badass. Like, I don't know. Like, to me, that would just not seem like the kind of game you would want to be like some badass rapper when your 17-year-old bitch is the one having to buy you Bentleys because your shit's getting repossessed. I'm just thinking that may not be the kind of cred that you want. I don't know. Seems to be working for him, but I would think that that would be counterproductive. Oh, apparently, 50 Cent here got all upset at Leah Remini, who I'm kind of digging these days. But I want to see that Scientology show, but it don't come on anything you can stream. Like, the A&E doesn't put it out until, like, after it's done or some shit, whatever. I've been wanting to see it because it looks freaking great. I love how she's calling these people out, and I love how she was on something. Like, I read it on the Raw story, too, where that she was like, if I'm lying, then sue me. Y'all like suing anybody better than anything in the world. Like, you love Scientology. Y'all love suing people. So why don't you go ahead and sue me? Because I'd love for you to sue me, because you're saying that I'm lying, but I know I'm not lying. So go ahead and sue me. But apparently they ain't done shit. So that's how you know for real that she ain't lying, because they would be suing, because that's how it works. But apparently Leah Remini teased 50 Cent about his bedroom proclivities because Vivica A. Fox apparently spread gay rumors about him. She goes, she like barely sent him on the Watch What Happened Live. She goes, "That's the problem. You let someone lick your ass, and look what happens. Don't let anyone lick your ass." Now, I will tell you, don't listen to Leah Remini, because there's something to be said for some booty eating if somebody likes it and that's what they want to do. So don't be knocking it. But I do like that she said it to 50 Cent, because he is so freaking upset about these homo rumors. And they've been around for a long time. Like, I think they went back before Vivica A. Fox, but maybe not. I don't know. But whatever, Leah, girl, don't be knocking some booty licking, because some people are good at it. I'm just saying is all. Just have to go about it the right way. We'll just leave it at that. But I'm just saying it's out, right? Okay, the next. Oh, this one. See if you can tell who this one comes from. I just don't like, I don't consider myself that. I don't even want to say that word. That's the quote right here. I'll give it to you one more time. I just don't like, I don't consider myself that. I don't even want to say that word. And that would be that freaking Real Housewife of freaking New Jersey, Teresa Giudice, who is trying to talking about the word criminal, and which she actually just got out of jail recently because she is a criminal, right? But since the Real Housewives of New Jersey star refused to say the word criminal in regards to herself or her husband, despite pleading guilty to federal charges of bankruptcy fraud, conspiracy to commit mail fraud, wire fraud, failing to pay taxes and spending 15 months in jail. Yeah, so nothing, none of that right there has anything to like correlate you to being a criminal. You are now a criminal forever and ever. Teresa, girl, you can yell prostitution, horror, whatever, and you might be right. But if anybody yells criminal at you, then that's a badge you have to wear because you were in jail because you're a criminal who, let's go read it again one more time, who pled guilty to federal charges of bankruptcy fraud, conspiracy to commit mail fraud, wire fraud, failing to pay taxes, and that got you 15 months in the hooscow. So yeah, I would say that criminal, you dumb, see you next Tuesday, self-entitled bitch ass bitch, are a criminal. Okay, you are a criminal. That's just how it works. You spend time in the pokey, you are a criminal. Just saying. We talked about this one when it happened too. Deanna, I'll remember this one, but see if y'all can do this quote. Now I'm starting to think that maybe I should have done this whole thing this way, was read the quote and then see if we could figure it out. But guess what? Sometimes the best ideas don't come at you until it's number 8 of 16. So we still got a whole bunch, but I didn't start out that way. Sorry. But I may not even continue that. I'm just thinking for the moment, this might be a good idea. Shut the fuck up. Keep reading, boy. All right. It says, this is the quote. Your horse face ass woke up on the wrong side of the stable and decided to go overboard with your fuck boy comments. Who do you think that is? Who do you think that is? That would be, do y'all remember? It is freaking Black China yelling at Wendy Williams, the same Black China who just left and then maybe went back to that Rob Kardashian who apparently ate himself into a diabetic coma of some sort after the whole thing. Like, it's like, whatever. Like, that guy is like these women had that poor boy so spun up. I feel kind of bad for him. Like, I can't stand these Kardashian people. But at the same time, that poor boy is so spun up. He is like big as a house. He's over there all kind of stressed out, eating too much, going into like diabetic seizures or fits or whatever, having to go to the hospital. Like, y'all need to let up on this boy. You need to let up on this boy. And then he hooked up with this level of crazy. Like, yes, Wendy Williams like criticized how like her mom and like on her show or some shit like that. But at the same time, like, this bitch is straight up crazy. Do not cross Black China. I'm just saying, if you ever are in that kind of a place, just don't do it. Okay, let's go on to the next one. So this is a quote from Seth Rogen. Says, as soon as I hear there's a famous penis out there, I'm the first person to ravenously devour it online. Like, apparently he loves to go check out people's peckers on the interwebs. Who knew? But he was delighted by Orlando Bloom's nude paddleboarding shots, which actually weren't bad. Like, I still don't think he's very good looking in the face, that Orlando Bloom. I don't understand the fascination with that Orlando Bloom. All these people love them, so Orlando Bloom, but I've never got on board with that. I'm like, really, there's something about his face that just ain't doing it for me. It just ain't cutting it. I just can't get on board with that. But he was like paddleboarding butt naked there with the like Katy Perry's, whose like parents are preachers. You know, her mom and daddy must have been like, oh Lord, have mercy on us all. I'm gonna have to pray for my daughter for another 16 hours because she's out there paddleboarding with a naked Brit from across the pond. Lord have mercy on us all. Bless his heart. But if they're religious enough, they can just pray it away and everything will be fine. To be like, I can't, we did not raise my daughter to be going around with some naked Brit paddleboarding, but that's just the way it is. But apparently Seth Rogen loves looking at people's peckers. And I don't fault him. If there's going to be a celebrity pecker out there, I'm going to look at it too. That's the way it works. Next one, because I'm digressing on the peckers. I think I got I don't know what I'm talking about anymore because I started thinking about peckers, and you can't do that to a homo. We start thinking about peckers, and then we can't talk about anything else we're supposed to talk about. So we're going to move on to Amy Schumer and the quote from her. Okay. Well, Shit. So Amy Schumer has a quote that says, "I cry for her and for all the smart people I love." Now this was when she tweeted this out after Hillary Clinton lost and she reneged on her promise to leave the country, which we knew nobody was going to leave the country. I don't know why anybody ever thinks that they won. Don't even say that I'm moving to Canada, shit, because you ain't moving no damn Canada. We all know ain't nobody going to move to Canada. Canada will be like, "Fuck you, bitch. Y'all voted on him. You're stuck with him. Deal with it." That's how that would fucking play. But apparently people got all butt hurt because apparently that's what she said, and that's how that works. Whatever. I don't even know why that's on the list. That's not even a good one. We're moving on. Okay. Next one says, this to see if you know who this one's from. "The truth is that Taylor Swift and I are together and we're very happy. Thanks for asking." That's the truth. It's not a publicity stunt. Now, I should have said that with my British accent, but I can't do that because I only got one accent, and that's mine. But who's that from? Y'all know who it's from. It's that Tom Hiddleston, who is another one. I can't decide if he's cute or not. He's kind of like, he's definitely cuter than that Benjamin Cumberbatch fella, because that dude is straight up weird looking. He is straight up stone cold weird looking, right? But at the same time, from certain angles, he's like super cute. So I don't know. I can't decide. But then sometimes I look at him, I'm like, oh, dude, what is up? Like, why did I even think that was cute? I don't even know what I'm talking about. But that's Tom Swift, and we see how Tom Swift. That's pretty much what he would have been named had they did get married. But of course, that was a publicity stunt, so it only lasted a hot minute. And next thing you know, she was moving on to somebody else, because that girl can jump from man to man. Like, she's got some dating skills. I don't know if she gives it up to all of them, because she tries to pretend like she doesn't, but she probably does. And you know what? Good for you, girl. Because you know what? Sometimes you got to get yours, and if you want to get some strange, you go get some strange. That's just the way that works. You don't got to tell everybody your business. Don't nobody need to know your business. All right, next, going on to, who do you think said this? "Realistically, to be honest, I really don't want to press charges because I just don't want this in the media." Guess who that's from? That would be one Miss Azalea Banks, the one who went nuts at Russell Crowe's party at the hotel and then got thrown out and then tried to pitch a whole fit and make a whole big old scene. And then after the whole thing didn't go her way, she was like, "I didn't want this in the media in the first place," when of course she wanted it in the media in the first place. But apparently everybody there, even the person who brought her, I think that RZA fella is the one that brought her, were like, "Nah, you went freaking nuts. You threatened to break a wine glass on somebody." And they were like, "Nah, you ain't acting this way up in here. You gots to get." And that's what has happened right there. I'm just saying is all, right? Oh, but did I save this page? I might have to look this up real quick, because we might have to go off on a tangent here, because these quotes are kind of getting on my nerves a little bit. Not really, but they weren't quite as interesting as I was hoping they would be. Because I saw this thing, because you know this Azalea Banks is nuts. She is straight up nuts. She quits the tweet. She keeps tweeting all this kind of stuff. She fights with all these people. She spit on a security guard. But apparently, hold on. We're going to see if I can find this, because this is straight up nuts. Here we go. I knew I saw this somewhere. Azalea Banks. Okay, this is the thing. Now we're going off on a tangent here, because this is straight up, this chick is nuts. I don't know, like, I shouldn't be paying attention to her, because this is also giving her attention when I don't think this person deserves attention, because she's kind of a horrible person. And but says right here from the Daily Mail over in the on the Daily Mail website. What am I trying to say? Like, over on what? I'm talking about the Daily Mail. See, I get all excited for these stories and then I can't talk right. Says right here, headline, "Real witches do real things. Azalea Banks shares bizarre video of herself cleaning feathers and blood from her closet after 3 years of sacrificing chickens in her apartment." People, this is fucking nuts. Now, whether it's true or not, I don't care, because I'm choosing to believe it at this moment. So we're just going to go at it from that approach, right? But says right here, she is something of a controversial figure, having recently been embroiled in a hotel room scuffle with Russell Crowe, what we were just talking about, where she said she didn't want to be in the media when she didn't want to be in the media, only when the media wasn't doing it the way she wanted them to do it, because she thought she was going to be able to play the lady slash black card. And that didn't work, because unruly behavior just turned out to be unruly behavior, right? But Azalea Banks still managed to shock fans with a bizarre Instagram video showing herself cleaning out a cupboard after 3 years of apparently sacrificing chickens. The video starts with Azalea looking ready to do some do-it-yourself, telling fans, "The amount of crap that's about to come off my floor right now, guys. Oh, my God." Right? So, goes on, says, "It's not known exactly why the rapper has been sacrificing the birds, but she claims on the video that it is 3 years of brujeria, is that, which is the Spanish word for witchcraft." You know I'm not saying that right. I guarantee if I said that right, I would be more surprised than if Dolly Parton showed up at my front door. I'm just saying. And that is some straight up surprise, motherfuckers. You know. But it says here, she says, I got my sandblaster, my goggles. It's about to go down. Real witches do real things. So apparently she fancies herself a witch, which is even scarier because you never trust what these bitches do because people cray. People straight up stone cold cray, right? The star can then be seen brandishing her sandblaster to scrape an array of feathers off the closet floor. Azalea claimed to be a witch last year, revealing that her interest in magic came from her mother. Okay, this person is cuckoo, straight up bananas. My mother practiced white table magic. Prayers to the ancestors and praying to saints and praying for all kind of protection. She told this to the Broadly Vice, whatever that is. But they told that to them, who then told it to the Daily Mail in the UK, right? Well, she went on into further explanation that a typically controversial tweet. Good Lord, we're going to boop, boop, boop. Back it up. She went into further explanation with a typically controversial tweet where she wrote, Black people are naturally born seers, diviners, witches, and wizards. We have real supernatural powers, and the sooner we all learn to cultivate them and access them, the sooner we can really fix shit. So she apparently fancies herself some kind of witch, right? So she's been sacrificing chickens up in her closet, up in her apartment, which to me, how did that not stank to high heaven? Which now is making me start to think that there might be a certain level of bullshit to this, but I'm going to let that go on account of I want this to be real, right? Well, the latest post isn't the first time Azalea had been embroiled in controversy. She was suspended from Twitter after a foul-mouthed social media tirade at Zayn Malik. Okay, right, I don't even like that Zayn dude, but you had to make me defend him too. See, that's why I don't like this chick. She makes me defend these fuckers I don't even want to defend, right? Like Russell Crowe, he's not really a great person either, but you made me defend him because you deserve to be kicked out of his party because at that moment he wasn't the one acting up. But she also apparently caused a whirlwind after she wrote a stream of homophobic and racist messages at the ex-boy band star. We're still talking about this Zayn fella, right? Which was subsequently caused her Twitter account to be suspended and a UK festival to pull her appearance. The rapper then backtracked, telling the Mail Online, I actually apologized a couple of times, but I don't think it got through to people because by that point they were already like, you're a horrible, awful person. That's what they were thinking. They're like, your apology is falling on deaf ears. Bye, Felicia. She continued, I think when the situation was still so fresh, people weren't just not wanting to hear it. I honestly got carried away and let me apologize again because I don't think everyone bought it. Like they didn't, because you got to have a certain level of sincerity, which this chick ain't got because she's killing chickens in the closet of her apartment. I'm just saying it's all right. Well, meanwhile, battery charges she brought against actor Russell Crowe were dropped earlier the month after he threw her out of the Beverly Hills hotel suite following the altercation. And then that's where the story ends. That's it. That's all you're giving me. Why did you let the story end right there? I want to know what happened in that closet. Whatever. Apparently, Azalea Banks is sacrificing chickens in the closet of her apartment. So hopefully she cleaned all that shit up because it looks straight up disgusterating. Okay? Okay. All right. Now that we have tangented off of her, let's go back to our quotes. Maybe I'll just look through these and find ones that are any good. Like this one, Joe Jonas is trying to make us think that he had like trying to get some woody during a video. We don't care. Who do you think says this? I love my tits being out. It's like one of my things, I guess. That would be the one and only Miss Kendall Jenner, which actually is like the for whatever reason, because I think she actually is trying really hard to be a model, but apparently she likes showing off her titties. Blah blah blah. Oh, then there was the one from Bieber's here. This is the one. The screaming in these breaks has got to stop. Please and thank you. I don't think it's necessary when I'm trying to say something and you guys are screaming. They're called your fans, you dumb little twat. We've already been through this. He's such a douche. I don't know why anybody gives him any attention. Whatever. And then there's like one from Taylor Swift where she didn't want to be in the narrative of freaking stupid freaking bullshit with what's his name, Kanye West. Blah blah blah. Moving on. Let's talk about something else because people are getting on my nerves. I was looking at memorable pop culture, but really the only thing that you're talking about anymore is stupid freaking, like, not stupid, whatever. I just don't get it. It's the Beyonce's album, which I don't get. Everything is Lemonade, the pop culture of the year. Like, I don't get it. Like, it's whatever. It's an okay album, I guess. It's better than that last one. Like, ever since Drunk in Love, just the Beyonce has lost me. I'm just saying, just that's me personally. I'm lost. Might just be because I'm just redneck who likes my country music anyway. But I do like that Daddy Lesson song. That was good, probably because I heard the Dixie Chicks do it at their concert, and then I was like, oh, that actually is a good country song. Whatever. let's find something else to talk about. Oh, we got plenty of time left here on the program. Let's see what's going on out here. This. Because this makes me somewhat nutty, okay? Because, this isn't the one I want. This is the one I want. This is the one I want. Because I clicked on the wrong thing. Sorry. And I should have kept that to myself, but I didn't. But what I'm saying is, okay, I've been talking about that dude who got arrested because he went over into that Comet Pizza and Ping Pong place or whatever it's called in D.C. where he thought there was, like, children being held underneath for child trafficking or whatever, and then, like, ended up shooting the place up and getting arrested, and then, like, now it's like, I'm not a bad person, but really, why would you go trying to, like, do this kind of shit if you, like, really a fucking Google search would have explained everything to you, and now you look like a fucking idiot because you are a fucking idiot. But come to find out, by reading over here, again, on the New York Daily News, because I like the New York Daily News, I like a little bit of snark in my reporting, but it says right here, this is how stupid people are, y'all. Nearly 50% of Donald Trump voters believe Hillary Clinton is involved in pedophilia ring. This is according to a poll, right? So that's what people think. Like, people are this fucking stupid, right? It says right here, nearly half of all Donald Trump voters believe a widely debunked conspiracy theory claiming that Hillary Clinton is involved in a child sex ring run out of a popular Washington, D.C. pizzeria. The Economist/YouGov poll released Tuesday shows that a staggering 46% of Trump voters believe the so-called Pizzagate conspiracy, where that dumbass done went up in there trying to, like, call us, like, all kind of a ruckus, ended up arrested, and now he's like, oh, why didn't I bother to do a Google search? Because you're that fucking stupid, people. That's how fucking stupid people are, right? Says a staggering 46% of Trump voters believe the so-called Pizzagate conspiracy, which began circulating on obscene sites like 4chan and Reddit. Yeah, like, if 4chan and Reddit are your fucking sources and you use them as some sort of credible source, then you are a fucking mouth-breathing moron and you should just stop right there. Stop. You should not be allowed to leave the house. You know, or have a computer. That's really, like, you should just have to sit there and just, like, stare at the wall or something. I don't know. I don't get it. It was, like, the controversy spurred further on Twitter and Facebook, whatever. I got off the rails because I honestly, like, there's some people freedom of speech, yes, but at the same time, good Lord have mercy, do we have to allow every stupid thing we do, but I don't have to like it. That's really what it boils down to. But moving on, says concerns over the dangerous impact of fake news were heightened after Edgar Welch, 28, of Salisbury, North Carolina. I know exactly where that is. North Carolina, that shame of a state. Everything these days, like, we're the new fucking Florida. I swear to God, I can't even believe I grew up in that state. Just drives me fucking nuts. But he stormed into the Italian restaurant in the center of the baseless conspiracy with a loaded assault rifle, blah, blah, blah. We already knew about that because I went through it a lot. He fired several shots, but not even that dissuaded a large block of Trump voters from believing the unsubstantiated conspiracy. So, like, basically, this dude's like, y'all, I really fucked up. He even said it. I read the thing where he's like, this was bad. Even afterwards, only 29% are sure the allegation is definitely not true. The public opinion experts figured that out. The poll, which was conducted between December 17th and 20th, also showed that Trump voters were far less likely than Clinton voters to believe a joint report from the CIA and the FBI concluding that Russia meddled in the election through cyber attacks in order to get help get Trump elected. A whopping 80% of Trump voters claimed that the intelligence community's conclusion was simply not true. Like, this part that also scares me. If the fucking FBI and the CIA are saying that the fucking Russians are meddling in shit, and you just don't want to believe it for the simple fact that you get to have this fucking pumpkin head, goddamn mangy fox fucking looking goddamn fart puss as fucking president, and you just gonna look the other way. But if you haven't figured it out yet, Russia ain't good. Like, they ain't up to any fucking good over fucking there. You got that? Like, we don't, like, no. Like, you do not look the other way at that. Fucking Barack done got this on lockdown. He was like, nah, you know what? 35 of y'all, get the fuck out of here, because you know what? I don't trust y'all no more. Y'all are unfucking trustworthy. Bye, Felicia. And that's what happened. And you know that fucking fart puss would be bitching from every fucking rooftop if he didn't win and then this would come to light that this had happened. He'd be fucking going ape shit nuts, and you know it's the troops, right? Well, this goes on and says, further, the poll shows that 60% of Trump voters believe the president-elect's false claim that millions of people voted illegally in this here election, while half think it's at least probably true that President Obama was born in Kenya A claim originated by the notorious birther conspiracy. Like, people still talking about this shit. The dude is on his way out. He got a few more days left. That's it. No mas. Like, why does it fucking matter to you anymore that he was born? If he was, like, this whole, like, where he was born bullshit. Just stop. At some point, just fucking move the fuck on. Just put one foot in front of the other and move your ass out the door or with this crazy nonsense. I'm just saying, Lord have mercy on us. Oh, Dolly, please help us. Please pretend like we're the freaking, like, Pigeon Forge getting burned up and come in and swoop in and save the day. Please, please, please. Apparently, according to this poll, they basically concluded, sometimes it seems that Americans will believe anything, and what we know is true or not true can depend on our political point of view. So basically, I'm just going to believe whatever the fuck I want to. It's like me when I read a fucking story about Azalea Banks killing chickens in her closet. Like, yes, I choose to believe that's true, whether it is or not, because I really don't have any, like, basically, it's on there for true. But this is Azalea Banks, maybe or maybe not killing chickens up in her closet. I'm not talking about people who think that there's, like, freaking, like, this kind of shit where people go in with guns causing trouble. Like, stop it. Stop being so stupid, people. The information is there. Just fucking find it. Quit watching the Fox News. Don't listen to anybody whose last name is Palin. It's another one. This fucking Bristol been pitching a fucking fit. Like, here I go. Whatever, I ain't gonna talk about this. But she's, like, trying to, like, blast people because they didn't, all these celebrities and these musicians don't want to fucking perform at Trump's inauguration. Of course they don't, because a lot of their audience, a good half or more, are like, no, really, I can't. So, like, the best thing to do is just not. And they don't support him. Why should you be forced to support, jump, work, sing for somebody that you don't support? Yes, creative types tend to be more liberal. That's just how that fucking works. If you want to be an uptight bitch-ass bitch who's got Lord knows how many baby daddies going out there while you're preaching abstinence, need to probably figure out your situation before you go commenting on somebody else's. But says over here on the Raw story, Bristol Palin goes on bonkers rant against sissies who refuse to perform at Trump's inauguration. This bitch is a see you next Tuesday of a fine form. I can't stand her. She's so freaking self-serving and so freaking, like, just like, ugh. She's just so, ugh. She's not a good person. It's just gross. Gross, 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 gross people. Go over to show up at somebody's party, throw a whole brawl. Remember we talked about that? The freaking Palin showed up to a party. Everything went fucking nuts. Fucking the mama, fucking nuts. Couldn't even finish out being governor. She's such a fucking quitter. Quitter. If every time I'd be like, you're a quitter. You couldn't even freaking finish your governorship because, oh, you wanted to go be on TV. Fuck you. You should have finished your job. Should have finished your job. That's the first thing people should call her out on anytime they say you didn't even fucking finish your job. You bailed. You fucking bailed. You bailed like a bitch. That's what you did. But says here, the daughter of former half-term Alaska governor, see, Sarah Palin, had a meltdown on her blog Wednesday, calling out what she termed the 11 sissies who have publicly stated that they have no intention of performing at Donald Trump's inauguration. So they don't want to. They're left with the fucking, that chick from America's Got Talent, who I don't even, like, her name is something, Jackie something, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, which people apparently are quitting the choir now because they don't want to, they're Mormons who are still quitting. They're like, fuck no, I can't support this shit. I gotta go. And then the Radio City Music Hall Rockettes, who then finally also, because some of them were like, we don't support this dude. How can you make us dance there? And at first the Rockettes people were like, you're dancing there whether you like it or not. Then they went on the, like, social medias talking about it. So now apparently I think they can, like, not perform if they want to. It should be like 3 Rockettes and that's it. That would be fucking tits if that happened. I'd be like, oh my God, that's fucking titties awesome. So fucking titties awesome. But she's like, she wrote on her blog, it says, like, if Donald Trump were still just a regular old billionaire and threw a party at Trump Tower in New York City, celebrities would be lined up out the door. Exactly, because at that point, he's not the president-elect. He's like, this is how you're so fucking stupid. You can't even fucking make sense of your own logic, because he wasn't president-elect and doing a lot of horrible, hateful things. He was working on The Apprentice and fucking doing, like, beauty pageants. That was it. So there's a marked fucking difference between now and then, you stupid. See, like, you're so fucking stupid and blind that you can't even fucking notice that you, the first sentence of your goddamn statement, it makes no fucking sense, right? But she continues, and the most famous artists will be pining for a chance to perform. Yeah, because that was a different world. But because he will be inaugurated as the next Republican president in January, these same mega celebrities who would normally drool over an invitation to sing for the president won't know part of it. Yeah, because that then he was about in this shit, but he wasn't about to be president, so there wasn't anything to be worried about. Now he's about to be president, so there's something to be worried about. You see that? It's kind of like that word consent that people like you can't fucking understand. Like, honestly, you don't understand consent because you consent to sex and then you, like, want to go throw him under the bus on the flip side because I'm not even, like, I won't proof that this new baby is still got the same daddy as your second baby. I'm just saying, because your track record ain't so good, sister. I'm just saying, if you really wanted to boil down to something. But that's it. She goes on bitching and moaning, wah, wah, wah. She's like yelling, and these are the ones she's yelling at. Oh, she, wait a minute. She goes, either Hollywood is that far off, or we have so many sissies who have in the spotlight, too scared to stand for what they believe in. Like, no, what they believe in is not Trump. So they are standing for what they believe in. They just don't believe the same thing as you, so you get all fucking butthurt about it. It's like everybody gets that way. It's like, no, they don't agree with you, so they're saying, no, I can't in good conscience do this. It's not something that I would choose to do. And I'm also have fucking contractual obligations that make me have to be somewhere else, because that's what Celine Dion's deal is, and then you're going to throw her as the first one on the list, because she included Celine Dion, Kiss, Garth Brooks, Justin Timberlake, Katy Perry, Elton John, who Palin called the pinball wizard himself, Sir Elton John, quickly shot down any chance he would ever perform for President Trump. He's a homo, you dumb bitch. Do you not get that? Fucking Trump is putting all these anti-homo people in powerful positions. Look at the goddamn vice president. Why would you think a homo would support this in any way, shape, or form? This is how stupid you are. Like, this is why you are so fucking stupid, is because you don't even understand how stupid you are, and you just keep writing it anyway. Blah. Basically, whatever. Let's move on. I got to find somebody who makes me feel better about myself, because that bitch just, it gets like every rainbow sparkling sunshine I got devoured by that bitch. Just ate the fuck up, right? But I did save some stories about idiot people who will make us feel much better about ourselves. Trust. Oh, here we go. Here we go. These are the kind of folks that make us feel so much better about ourselves, right? So this over here, I found this on the Raw Story website, right? But it says here, South Carolina GOP lawmaker pulls gun and punches woman in head because she caught him cheating. Yep, that's what it happened. That right there. So I'm hoping you're already starting to feel those like bubbles of joy coming up in you, because you ain't this fool that I'm fixing to talk about right now, right? Well, says right here, South Carolina Republican State Representative Chris Corley was arrested on Tuesday for allegedly beating a woman who reportedly caught him cheating. Deputies from the Aiken County Sheriff's Office were called to Corley's home on Monday, where a woman accused him of hitting her in the face and threatening to kill her children. According to the arrest warrant, the woman said that Corley was caught cheating. She told deputies that Corley beat her with a closed fist until he noticed blood coming from her head and heard her children screaming. She said that Corley retrieved a handgun from his car and then came back into the home and pointed it at her. Corley threatened to kill himself and then went into the bedroom. That's what people do. Like, oh, I'm going to kill you. Like, no, I'm going to kill myself. Disappear. Well, the state representative insisted to police that the two had gotten into a verbal disagreement when she accused him of cheating. He said that he was forced to push her because she attempted to strike him with a closed fist. This Corley fellow was arrested on charges of first-degree domestic violence and pointing and presenting firearms at a person. He's being held at the Aiken County Detention Center, and a bond hearing was scheduled for last Tuesday afternoon. So I don't know how that turned out for him, but I'm expecting this ain't turning out too good for this Chris Corley fella. So I love how these people with their holier-than-thou positions, where they're like, I'm sure he's like some good, fine, upstanding member of the church, too, there in freaking Aiken County, South Carolina. I'm trying to put in my head exactly where Aiken County is. Don't sound too far from where I grew up, because it sounds like the kind of shit people that I freaking grew up with would have done this kind of stupid shit. Like, they just get fucking crazy. All right, whatever. Be glad your name ain't Chris Corley and you ain't no freaking South Carolina Republican state representative who is probably gonna be getting like not elected again next time, because people done gonna be like, I would use this against him hard motherfucking core. I'm just saying this. But hell, look what we got for coming up president. You never know what the fuck's gonna happen. All right, one more of these, one more real quick, make you feel better about yourself, because people are just nuts. And of course, Florida, why not bring Florida into it? But says right here, this is off of the NBC6 website there, and from Florida, I don't know, the WFLA, that's what it is. But it says, Florida woman arrested after hitting ex-boyfriend for kissing her mother. Yeah, so apparently a 19-year-old woman from north of Tampa is behind bars on charges of hitting her ex-boyfriend after seeing him kiss her mother. Cops went to the home in Spring Hill, where Breonna Bolton told Hernando County deputies she found her mother sitting on her ex-boyfriend's lap while while they were kissing. After breaking through a window, Bolton says she began to cry and pushed the victim over a chair and punched him in the head when he tried to stand up. Bolton says she dated the man for a year and a half and had recently broken up. The victim suffered minor injuries and was not taken to the hospital. And then Bolton was charged with domestic battery because I'm like, don't be messing with a woman scorned, y'all. But I'm telling you, don't fuck with Brunua. I don't know how the fuck you say her name. This Bolton chick. Don't mess with her because she will bust through the window and come get you. And don't be making out with her mama. Because, like, one, that's straight up bullshit. One, why didn't you go after your mama? I'd be like, mama, I can't believe you are making out with my ex-boyfriend I just broke the fuck up with. I can't believe, like, that's who you should have gone after. But, y'all, be glad that you ain't got the problems that one Brunua, can't say her first name, Bolton, from Hernando County, Florida, is going through right now. I'm just saying is all. And on that note, y'all, that pretty much does it for me. This here's been the Hollywood Hick. Happy Mother Trucking New Year to all you mother truckers out there. This is the Crab Diving Network. Follow me on the Twits at the H-Wood Hick and on the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. Okay, that does it for me. Like I said, Happy New Year, mother truckers. Doodle-lam, doo. Bye-bye.
Boom, lamb, 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 boom, lamb